White nose syndrome is killing bats in the eastern U.S., but the disease has not been found in Wisconsin yet. To try to better protect state bats, the DNR board has okayed adding 4 cave bat species to Wisconsin's threatened species list. The board has also approved labeling the fungus associated with white nose syndrome as a prohibited invasive species, and the board has said yes to a plan to slow the spread of the syndrome by making changes for cave owners and people who explore caves. The DNR's Erin Crane says the state is being proactive.
I think that we're ahead of the game because we're unique in that the state is actually able to do something before it comes, so that we can slow it as much as possible and then work with the recovery population that we can.
In the last few weeks, the DNR has met with some cave owners and seems to have eased their concerns about possibly being forced to close. Joe Klimczak is general manager of Cave of the Mounds, southwest of Madison. He says there are no bats in that cave, so his site will just do more education about white nose syndrome.
One of the things that we've pledged to do is to have a continuing outreach regarding this issue and bats so that the general public is aware of the serious nature.
Recreational caver Joe Sinulis of Madison asked the DNR board to delay the rules while more information gets out to the caving community. He says he's not sure how fast that will happen. Chuck Quernbach, Wisconsin Public Radio.